Amen. Turn to Matthew, the 20th chapter. We're going to be reading there just a few portions of Scripture. And then I'm going to go over to Acts, the first chapter, be reading a few Scriptures there. Amen. Matthew, the 20th chapter. Be reading verse number 1. Just take a few Scriptures there. My, ain't this meeting been a blessing? Amen. The Bible says, "For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And he said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. And again he went out about the sixth and ninth hour and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle, and saith unto them, Why stand ye here all day idle? Why stand ye here all day idle?" Going over to Acts, the first chapter with me just for a few verses there. Amen. Acts chapter number 1. Very familiar Scriptures tonight. I want to go down about verse number 6. Amen. The Bible says, "When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Ye men of Galilee," verse number 11, "why stand ye gazing up into heaven?" I read in my first portion of Scriptures over there in the book of Matthew. We find the householdman going about looking for workers for his vineyard. And as he was going about the city trying to find help and workers and people to take care of his business, every time he went somewhere, he always found somebody standing around idle, just looking around. Nobody's hired me to do anything, so I'm just looking around. Amen. Then we go over here in the book of Acts, and they begin to recount the story of Christ's ascension to the church before they was to be gathered up into the upper room. And they said, you know what? When Jesus ascended, you know, when Jesus went up into the ascension, you read through the Gospels, he gave them some commandments. One gospel he told them to go to Jerusalem and tarry until it be endued with power. Another gospel he told them, he talked to Peter and asked him, Do you love me, Peter? Feed my lambs, feed my sheep. We all know that story. And he left them some commissions before he went. And as he was taken up, they just stood there and began to just look around. And the Bible said the two angels that was there said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing? I felt the Lord touch me tonight. Just a simple thought. Amen. Needing God to touch it. I just feel like preaching on what you're looking at. Amen. What are you looking at? Amen. I begin to think as I begin to pray and ask God to help me with this message tonight, and trying to find the mind of God for this service. Amen. And I begin to think we've already dealt with several issues this week concerning our salvation, young people. And we've talked about how we need to stand up and we need to be some Joshuas, and we need to be the ones that would bear the mantle as if it would come upon our shoulder. And then we've warned you about sleep and the dangers of falling asleep spiritually and losing out with God, I want you to know that I don't care what your age is, that God has a work for each and every one of us to do. Yes, not everybody's going to be a preacher. Not everybody's going to be an evangelist. But we still need some old-fashioned soul winners. We still need some old-fashioned prayer warriors. We need some Sunday school teachers. We need some good men that's going to stand up in a church and back up the man of God and push the work of God. I talked to a young minister today. It made my heart feel good when he told me I love to preach on the street corners. I love to go to the rest homes. My pastor told me a long time ago when I started preaching, if you think you're too good to preach on a street corner, you don't need to be behind a pulpit. Are you hearing me? There's so much work that needs to be done in the hour we're living in. We need, as the Bible says, to redeem the time in which we live in. There is a work for each and every one of us to do. One portion of Scripture says we need to occupy until He comes. What's that mean? Occupy. We need to be working. We need to be doing something for God. And David said, I don't care if I'm just a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord. I want to be doing something. And in one portion of Scripture says, we are not to let any man despise our youth. Are you hearing me? God's got something planned for each and every one of you. But the key and the element lies in, are you willing to separate yourself and seek God's face? Get to that place to where you can talk to God. And more importantly, God can talk to you and deal with your heart and deal with your life. Hey, I got to thinking about this. I said, Lord, I don't know too much more I can say tonight. I felt like I've delivered my heart. But I want to ask you tonight. I want to challenge you tonight. You've heard enough preaching in this camp meeting this week. Amen. You should already be running out. You should be already charged up. But my friends, a lot of you are just sitting in your pew, looking around, waiting for something else to happen. I want to ask you, what are you looking at?
Before I go any farther,
you told me you was going to help me. Come on here now. Somebody needs to take your foot off that brake. Huh? I prayed and I said, God, help us in this tonight. I want to see an altar service. Amen. If I have my way, I just want to preach just a few more moments. I want to see somebody, amen, work on what they've already heard and what they've already felt. But if I have to, I'll strap it on and drag you around a little bit. But I don't want to do that. But I'm telling you, you're sitting here. You're just looking around, gazing. And God's commissioned you to work. He's already told you what to do. He's already dealt with your heart. But you're idle. You're standing around. You need to make a commitment to God. So, boy, climbing a cliff, slipped, got in a bad way. He's hanging on for dear life. Huh? He's crying out, somebody help me. Somebody help. Directly a voice said, you need some help down there? I sure do. Let go. Is there anybody else up there? So he hung on till the break of dawn. When the sun broke through, he could finally see what was going on. He looked down. He was just a couple of feet from a ledge of safety. Somebody already told him what to do. Just let go. Just let go. It's going to be all right. You young people come to this altar and you wrestle and you wrestle and you wrestle. God speaks to you. Oh, I don't like that answer. I'm going to pray again. And you wrestle and you wrestle and you wrestle. I don't like that solution. I'm going to pray again. And you wrestle and you wrestle when God's already spoke to you. God's already dealt with you.
God to try to work with you, but because it's not what you want to hear, it's not what your flesh wants to do, you're walking around idle, just standing around when the commission has already been made.
We've heard such great instruction this week. Come on here now. I quoted it the other night. We need to give the more earnest heed to what we've already heard. What are you looking at? What are you boys looking at? What are you standing around gazing for? Huh? Why are you walking around idle? You know what I can't stand? I can't stand that spirit. Why don't you sing a song? Well, nobody asked me to sing. Why don't you testify? Well, nobody asked me to testify. That householdman went to them workers that were standing around idle. We just read to you there. And he said, why ain't you doing something? Well, nobody's hired me. What more does God have to do? What more does God have to tell you tonight? My Lord, He's touched Brother Russell McDonald all week long. He's preached to us. Some of you come to this camp meeting, you was in the checkmate position. I can't talk none of it. I feel like just recapping here a moment. Is that all right? And then some of you come in the checkmate position. God showed you what the next move is, but you're just standing around looking. Some of you come in a prison, felt like you're bound and locked up. Brother Steve Gentry told us the other day, how are we going to get out of here? But you're just standing around looking. Oh, you said you were going to help me. Come on here now. Oh, God, break this yoke, God. Break this yoke, God. Are you hearing me? That son of you need to break through tonight. You need to make up that mind. You need to make that commitment. Or you're going to lose out with God. I'm feeling the Holy Ghost get a little bit closer up here. You know what I wish some of you would do? I wish you'd quit looking around. I wish you'd start worshiping. I ain't trying to work nothing up. God dealt with me in prayer and said if these young people would reach out for me tonight and they'd take to heart what I've already told them, I'll move in their lives. I'll answer their petitions. I'll work out their problems. But they need to quit standing around looking. God ain't gonna spoon feed you, son. You hearing me? God ain't gonna spoon feed you. I'm the type of man, I'm hungry. I'm gonna go get me a sandwich. Come on here now. If I need something, I'm gonna go get it. And there's some of you underneath the sound of my voice tonight. Oh no, this is coming up a little half-cocked here. Amen. But I know what God dealt with me. Hey, some of you need to go ahead and step out on that word that God's already given you, what God's already spoken to you, and you need to allow Him to finish that work that He started. The Lord done told him what to do before He ascended. He said, Peter, go feed my lambs. Go feed my sheep. He told him, go to the upper room and tarry until you be endued with power. And He told them that you're going to receive power after that Holy Ghost comes on you. And you're going to be witnesses. And you're going to do something. He already gave them the commission. He already told them what He wanted them to do. But the moment He was taken from this earth, they went to instantly just standing around. They were so used to the Lord providing for them. They toiled all night. The Lord stepped on the bank and says, cast on the other side, and the great fishes. Huh? Lord sent them out to do some ministry work. They couldn't get nothing accomplished. They couldn't cast out devils. They couldn't do nothing. The Lord had to show up and tell them, this only comes by prayer and fasting, boys. They were so used to that. But now, He said, I'm going to go away and I'm going to leave you. And you're going to do it. And you're going to make it. You're going to take the things I've taught you for 3.5 years. And you're going to apply them to your life. And you're going to go and work. You're going to go in my place, in my stead. And you're going to do these things. But I'm glad that He didn't leave them without help. He said, but don't you worry about it. After I'm gone, great God in heaven, I'm going to send you another comforter. Oh! I said, when God calls you, He'll prepare you. He'll arm you. He'll help you. But we need to quit looking around with our hands in our pockets and get a hold of God.
He didn't leave them hanging. Huh? He didn't leave them hanging.
Amen. I need some young men that's not going to wait for the pastor to put a Band-Aid on. Come on in now. Yeah, there's times I've got troubles. There's times I've got problems. And I need my pastor to talk to me. But you want to know what I learned a long time ago? Sometimes I can get help all by myself, believe it or not. Believe it or not, I can get on my knees and pray to God myself. And God will talk to me. Can you believe that? Oh, come on here now.
I know, and I'm going to be careful here. I know these home church here, the Bethel kids, they've got a great pastor. They've got a great man of God. God uses him. God helps them and their lives with him. But it'd be a whole lot better for you and him if you just quit standing around and looking. What are you looking at? What are you waiting for? Huh? I'm not trying to tell you what you need to be doing right now. But I got a sneaking suspicion that you should already been more on your feet than what you are. You should have already been there, but you're not hearing what I'm saying. You're not listening to what I'm saying. You're sitting there looking at me. You're waiting for this supernatural thing to come through the ceiling and yank you out of your pew, shake you all over the place, and give you the victory. But let me tell you something. The supernatural thing's waiting on you. Are you hearing me? I said, God, it's waiting on you. That old song says, you take one step, God will take two. Oh, God, God's waiting on you. He wants your praising. He wants your adoration. God wants you to reach for Him. Come on. God's up in heaven saying, what more can I say to Him? The Holy Ghost is saying, how much more do I got to show myself? I've already visited them. Worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. Oh, if we obey God right here, we're going to have a breakthrough in a moment. Quit staring around. Quit looking around. Reach and feel for Him. That happily, you might find Him. I feel the water getting a stir up here. I feel the troubling of the water. Some of you need to step in while the water's troubled.
No, 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 no.
Praise Him. No, 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 no. Praise Him. How many is willing to push through this tonight? How many is willing to push through this tonight? I refuse to allow the devil to throw a monkey wrench in this service. I wish somebody would get a hold of God. Obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. What's He talking to you about? What's He dealing with you about? Obey God. Come on, come on, come on. Come on. Devil's a liar. There's enough victory in this house tonight. You can get changed. You can get filled with the Holy Ghost. You can get that extra wind if you'll be willing to press for the blessing. Come on. Come on. We've got plenty of time. Let's let the Holy Ghost work here. I ain't trying to embarrass nobody, but about this time last year, some of you young boys was marching. Some of you was running. Some of you was allowing the Holy Ghost to work in you. But you're just standing and I looking around, waiting for my neighbor to get in, waiting for the pastor to okay it. Let me tell you something. God's ordaining this. If somebody will be willing to step out.
I believe Brother Kendall sings that song around here. I'm coming out of this valley. I'm so tired of this valley. And I know that God will make a way somehow.
You're tired of standing where you're standing at? How'd you like the Holy Ghost to transform you up just a little bit higher? Why don't you reach for Him? Come on, won't you press toward Him tonight?
I wonder what it was like on the day of Pentecost when he was in that upper room. Nothing was happening for days and days and days. But yet they kept praising. They kept seeking. They didn't even know what in the world the Holy Ghost was. But they knew they needed it tonight. Why don't we reach for it? Why don't we feel for it? Why don't we let God touch our lives?
Come on, young people. Come on. Step on out there and obey God. Come on. You've allowed yourself to be bound too long. Let's start by with a fresh year, with a fresh anointing, with a fresh desire, with a fresh salvation. Come on. Come on. Why do you stand around gazing? Why are you looking around? God wants to help you.
Come on, boys. Let's not be satisfied with a trickle of tears. Let's not be satisfied with the back four goosebumps. Let's break all the way through tonight. Let's be like Jacob of old. God, I'm not letting go till you bless me, till you change me, till you help me.
some of you need to go back to your pew different than what you was when you come up here. Are you hearing me? God can do it tonight. Come on, young people, that devil's a liar. It's not in vain. It's not in vain. God hears every prayer. He bottles them everyone up. He sees our petitions. He knows where we're at. He knows what we need. Let's cry out to Him.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Come on, come on. For some of you, it's now or never. Come on. Let's get over that wall that's been in front of us. Let's break out of that prison that's engulfed us. Let's allow God to deliver us.
Come on, young people, let's talk to him about it. Let's tell him about it tonight.
Come on. God's a hearing us. Heaven's a listening to us. The Lord's a moving for us. Come on. Reach a little bit higher. Pray a little bit louder. Go a little bit farther.
Come on, young people. Come on. I ain't trying to pump nothing up here. But come on, we got to get past this tonight. Come on. Come on. That devil's got a wall up there in front of you. You feel like you can't get across it. But David said, by my God, I've ran through a troop. And by my God, I've leapt over a wall. Come on. Let the Holy Ghost have its perfect work.
God, I'll tear that roof off. God, I'll dip 7 times. Whatever it takes tonight, God, I gotta have a touch.
Oh, God.
Come on, young people. There's people obeying the Lord here. That's what God's wanting. Let's step out of the ordinary tonight. Let's begin to obey God. And let's see the work He can accomplish in His house.
I don't know about all this, Brother Jerry.
Come on. Just cast out there and trust God. Just do what you wouldn't normally do. Just let go and let God do it. Come on. In the name of Jesus. God bless.